Man, this shit is like way too fucking complicated for me. Like, wait, what am I doing? What's happening here? Baby. What the fuck am I clicking on?
Second time, we doing it live.
Like, second time.
When you get, you have to learn video production, Chalfie. That's the first rule, baby.
Nah, man, fucking, this is like way too complicated for me. All I wanted to do was just talk and bullshit and whatnot. Well, I don't know. Somewhere in here is supposed to be like podcast. Stream chat. I don't even know where that is. Like, oh, maybe it's where it says chat over to the side.
I think that's our chat, though.
Is it our chat?
No, it's both.
The, is
one
it
says
all?
Free and private. And one says private.
Yeah.
Did you say privet?
Because he believes in privacy.
Correct. Let me send the stream out to everybody so they can actually watch the show. That might be important. Or not, who gives a shit?
Maybe where am I supposed to? Is that another thing I'm supposed to do? Man, it's a lot of goddamn steps, dude.
Yeah, walking my life. You'd be like, ah, Devin does all these shows. Yeah, this is part of what I do.
No one tells you to do all them shows, my guy.
Is that
that's a volunteer mission.
I'll keep trying to get off of them, but they keep bringing me back.
Now, that's really on you. That's really on you.
I should learn how to just say no.
I mean, like, you know what? Just that's it. That's in so many areas of your life, like just in general.
You're not allowed about that, Jack.
I mean, listen, people, if you ever listen to So Tell Me, like Delvin's words right now were never more true.
Yeah. Just say no. Yeah, that'd be very accurate. It's been a
weird... Just say no and wear your condoms. Yeah. Like, do that.
What?
Pretty accurate. Not in front of me, but yeah.
Damn, Delvin's out here raw dogging, huh?
Delvin said, not I.
Not
skeet, skeet, goddamn.
He's I have a latex allergy.
Then I would highly recommend, I was saying, they got them one joints that I forgot what they're made out of, polyethylene, polypropylene, or whatever. I'm well and true out of condom shape. But I'm just saying, if you don't use one, the joints that they like I said they made out of that is the ones. You know what I'm saying?
No, Delvin's like my pull-up game is strong.
Strong.
Just nutting up the room.
Jordan layers. Level pull-out game.
Jordan just, level.
Fourth quarter.
Yeah. Just see fucking Delvin just skeeting all over the room, literally yelling, wow. "Fuck them kids!"
Yeah. Pretty much, pretty accurate. Perfect time for Rebecca to come in and join us.
Yeah, you came at the wrong time.
Yeah, yes.
We already really started awkward. Real spicy right now. Man, people are ready for this. Holy shit. Yeah, and I was talking to Delvin too. I was like, you know, we should open the door, get Rebecca.
Whoa, Rebecca. Kind of not on
all right, screen, she, baby. Yeah, whoa. Wow. Easy, relax. All right, let's bring this back around. Let's get professional over here as we do. No, we don't actually do that at all. But yeah, I mean, first episode. Let me just recap. First episode was like a real disaster. Had some stuff going down in the house. I was like, I got to go fucking deal with that because the reality is, in this whole podcast thing, like we got to deal with our family sometimes. So that's like most important. And then last episode. Donnie, as I mentioned before in Last Cadillac, he wanted to manifest destiny on our time. And so he took that over, planted his colonized our day. And then, and then Delvin, because it was Black History Month, just decided to have any disregard for our day. So I was like, all right, Philly, you know, I'm gonna let you slide on this one because it is your month. I'll let you have that. I can take it from you. I'm gonna disrespect you. But
wasn't
so,
that on
yeah.
the last episode?
Yeah, because we moved it. Yeah. But remember, it was supposed to be on Monday, and then you did PSXP. And I was like, the fuck is this? Last Monday of the month is supposed to be our day.
That's the other podcast.
It was Nintendo Shack last month.
Yeah, and then it was Shack that kind of kicked us over.
I do 1,000 podcasts.
So, you know. Yeah, Delvin doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know.
I'm the franchise. I don't know which podcast. One is this. Which one is this? Is this PSVG? Let's play some video games.
No, yeah, this is
a little different. You look a little blacker this time.
Well, as you can see above, I am the brown Donnie. So, anyways, I mean, what have you guys been up to? What's happening, man? What's going down with everybody? Delvin, I know you recently celebrated your 1 year anniversary. Just had your first like official Valentine's Day together. What's good, man?
Pretty good, man. It's been an interesting several months, to say the least. It's been a ride. Like, you know, the 1 year anniversary thing was really cool. That's a whole long story. That might be a whole, so tell me within itself.
No, straight up.
The anniversary was cool. The Valentine's Day was cool, with the exception of what happened on there. Like, that's a whole other Sotel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's on Sotel, yeah. What happened there. But yeah.
That literally is on there.
Yeah, that was a whole thing that was just crazy. But yeah, my life's been really interesting the past month or so. I'm trying to say not say what's going on, because like I said, I want to protect the innocent people. Like, you know, mm-hmm. There's a lot going on.
And it's behind a paper. Like, you don't get all the gems for free.
Yeah, and plus, if I tell a little kernel of it, then I'll have to explain the whole situation, mm-hmm. and then that's just too much. That's just the whole.
It becomes the whole ear of corn. You can't exactly. Get that. Yes. Can't get that.
Yeah, yeah. I tell people all the time, like, they're like, "Oh, what's going on?" What's like, "Oh yeah, you might listen to the show. Pay the dollar because it's like."
Though we did talk about recently releasing an old episode just so people can get a sort of a taste of it, you know?
Yeah.
So they know what they're getting into, because these stories, they're crazy.
Kind of crazy, yeah. I have a weird life, very weird life. But yeah, I'll say it good first. My son, this is a funny story. I think this is a great story to tell on here perfectly. So me and the kids were hanging out this week, and my son starts giving me this game about, yeah, my TV, man, it's kind of acting weird, man. You know, it's like, I'm like, so what's wrong with your TV? He's like, yeah, the sides, they're like lighting up too much, and then the dark sides is too dark. It looked like it's going bad. That ain't a new TV, Dad.
Wow. He just really threw it in there, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay, you got money for a new TV? He said, yeah, yeah, I'm like short like $30 for the one I want. He's like, I already know the one I want. I want this, I think it's called Hisense TV. It's okay. 4K HDR TV that he wants. That he said it's only like I think he said he paid $260. He wanted to pay $265 for it or something like that. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like, what size is the TV? I don't know. I said, what size is your TV? I don't know. I said, boy, what the fuck do you know about the TV?
Yeah.
Like, you should know some basic things about the TV so you can kind of know what you're getting and if what you're going to get is better than what you have. You say, oh, yeah, I probably should check into that. Like, oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, because that's one of the first things you go to. Like, you don't want to be walking out with, like, well, I got, like, a 15-inch TV. Like,
yeah.
That's not a TV, man.
He didn't know the size of his TV. So I'm like, all right, we'll go there, you know, Saturday. Say, we'll take your sister, because her sister wanted to go to Michael's. We'll take your sister to Michael's to get some stuff. Mm-hmm. And then after we go there, we'll go to Best Buy. You can go look at the TVs, and you see one you want, we'll get it. So we go to Best Buy, right? I'm walking around Best Buy. I'm all depressed because, you know, they don't have Blu-rays anymore, motherfuckers. They just don't have
them. Goddamn shame.
So I'm just walking around just looking like a sad-ass man. They look like the video section is looking just terrible now. Just depressing. So it's like, I walk with my son, like, hey, so what's up with the TV? Like, I told these people, can they help me find the TV I was looking for? And they told me to give me their name and they'll call me. Like, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Did your son leave Best Buy and go into the parking lot?
I don't know what he did. He said he found an associate and they told him, he said, just go over and we'll call your name in a minute.
Has your son never been shopping before? Like, that's another one too.
I think it's one of those things that he gets like timid around people and doesn't want to like say what he wants. Like, boy, you better ask for what the hell you want. So then we go look for the TV. We don't see it. Then he finally goes over there. And this is the funny thing. They said they were going to call him, whoever he talked to. And as we walked to he wasn't even in the TV section. So then we walked to the TV section. It's a bunch of motherfuckers just sitting over there doing nothing. Literally nothing.
Yeah, that's where they're like, yeah, we'll call you. Go. Yeah.
So he walks over there. He asked them about the TV, right? They say, okay, we're going back and look for it. They go in the back. They go for like 30, 45 minutes.
Yeah, they went out to the back.
Yeah, they didn't go to look for that TV. They went to go like, kick it.
It looked like they went to the warehouse. Like they drove to the warehouse. They came back like, oh, we can't find it. We'll check on the floor. And I'm like, and this is the me coming out of this. I'm like, I said this out loud. I probably should have said, I'm like, why you didn't check the floor in the first fucking place? That was my response, right? Cause like, yo, I've been sitting there 45 minutes. If you think the TV might be on the floor, you probably should check the floor first.
That's usually the first move. Let me see what we got right here.
Just start there no matter what.
Yeah. So we wait another 15 minutes. I'm walking around. I said, I'm going to go pay for my stuff. Go pay for my stuff. Put my stuff in the car. I come back. This motherfucker got this big ass 55-inch TV in his hand.
God damn.
You done already paid for him. Like, yo, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Now, people, I know you're wondering, why is this the problem? I'll tell you why this is a problem.
Because Delvin's got a tiny car.
Because I drive a fucking Chevy Spark.
A real tiny car.
Yeah. I wasn't throwing shade. Listening. I knew he had a small car.
Yeah. For those who are watching this show right now, Google Chevy, Juice 2015 Chevy Spark.
Yeah. Google the dimensions on a Chevy Spark, and then you'll realize that the TV is 15 inches larger than the car.
Pretty much.
I mean, can you drop the seats and, you know what I'm saying, slide it in the back, you know what I'm saying?
No.
I say that because I once had a Honda Fit, and I did fit a 55-inch TV in the back of the Honda Fit. The seats dropped down. It slid right in the back. I could close the trunk and everything. So I've driven a small car and made the work.
What was the Fit called? Was that Megatron or something like that?
It was Megatron. My Fit was Megatron.
let me ask you this, T. When you did this, did you have two other people with you?
No, it was me.
Exactly. See, that changes it too.
So I'm looking at him, and my first thing is like, where the fuck is that going at? Oh, yeah. I just bought the TV. I'm like, do you know what kind of car we brought here today to take this?
Which, don't you have like, access to larger vehicles, though, like trucks and
shit? Yes!
Okay.
If I knew he was buying a 55-inch TV, we would have took the larger vehicle.
Yes, yes.
So,
you tied to the top of the car or have it hang out the back? What'd y'all do?
So, look, I'm like, look, man, we got to figure this shit out.
Yeah.
I'm tired now. I want to go home. It's getting late. So,
that's some real old man shit right there.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Some old man shit.
Because it probably was like 8 p.m. Like, not really
it
late.
It actually was 8 p.m. But I had been out all day, like doing stuff with them. So I was tired of shit.
Devin really hitting the, I've been working hard in the sun.
Yeah. I actually was working hard in the sun.
Oh, shit. God damn.
I actually was working hard in the sun because earlier that day I was helping my grandmother. Because, you know, Saturday is what I do. So.
Yep.
So then we get to the car. I said, let's try this to the traditional way. Open up the back, try to push it in there. Like, this ain't gonna work.
No.
Push the seats down all the way. I somehow get it to fit mostly in.
In the box or out the box?
That's what she said.
In the box.
Nah.
In the box.
That's what she said too.
That works as well.
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, I think I can get this all the way in.
This joke's keep giving itself. Pause.
But what I'm gonna have to do is I'm gonna have to push both the seats all the way up, and my daughter's got to sit on my son's lap.
And so they're smashed up in the front, like your daughter's like on the loose like this.
Yes, pretty much. Pretty much.
Because I imagine that seat had to be pushed forward for the TV to fit inside. So you're probably driving with the steering wheel on your fucking chest. Like if we get an accident, it's a wrap.
Yeah, we're dead. We're just stood up dead. So like I finally got it in. I got the whole 55-inch TV to fit in. Even like closed the truck and everything. But that ride home was one of the most uncomfortable rides in my life. And my daughter is just looking at my son the whole time, like, if I can whoop your ass right now,
you
I
punk will. Motherfucker, man.
Yeah, because nobody, because he didn't know what we didn't know what TV he was gonna get. Uh-huh. Two, we didn't know what size TV he was gonna get. He didn't know what TV he was gonna get either. He just, oh, this TV looked like it could work, and I'll get the TV. And to his credit, we got the TV home. We set it up. It's a way bigger TV than he had because he had a 40-inch TV. And it's HDR. It's 100. For what he paid, he got a really good goddamn TV.
Okay.
Like it looks great. Better than what he had before. It's a big screen TV, essentially, in his room. And he kind of, he's digging it. He's playing Spider-Man. I'm like, oh, that looks really good. He's playing with all the settings on and everything. I'm like, okay.
Now, was his old TV really like taking shit on him, or was he just like?
I don't think so. I think he's full of shit. I think he was just like, I think he was like, hey, I have money and I want a new TV. Yeah. I have just enough. Cause you know, it's like, it's tax season. You know, around tax season, those things get lower in price. So he's like, my TV's going bad. It's time to get a new one. I'm like, okay.
So what did he do with the old one? What are you guys doing with that one?
He doesn't know yet. I think he's going to probably, for now, he put it next door.
Okay.
I think he's probably listening to this right now. I think he should give it to his sister because his sister is the opposite of him. She has, and this is wild, she's had this TV for years, and she doesn't want to give it up. You remember the PlayStation TV?
Yes.
Yes.
I bought one TV when it came
out. Yeah, I was about to say, it's a real solid TV.
Yeah. I bought one when it came out.
Okay.
And she's been using that TV ever since.
I mean, you know what? That's that says a lot because TVs don't last that long. That shit was like PS3 era?
Yes, it was. PS3. She's been using that TV ever since. That's the TV she wants to use, the TV she likes. I'm like, you don't want another TV? Like, no.
She's like, no. Cool. Yeah. She's like, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, yeah. You know you got like a PS5 and shit. Like you can make these games look a lot better on a newer TV, and newer TVs aren't expensive. No, I'm cool with this 720 though.
I was about to say, didn't that TV only go to like 720?
Yeah, but didn't it also do it having a switch that you could basically like do two players on the same screen?
Yeah, it's a 3D TV.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's a really nice TV. I mean, I get why she would like, hey man, that shit doing some things.
The screen looks great. It doesn't look bad at all. Like it's not like it looks like an old TV. It looks like a new TV.
Yeah.
Like she loves playing on it. She loves playing Animal
Crossing. She's like, listen, this dummy over here can spend his money. I'm good. I'm practical.
That is very accurate. My daughter has money. She has a lot of money. Like every time she gets money, she saves it up. She has probably like thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah, she had like a brookie.
Yeah, she got money because she's saving up for a trip to go to Japan with her cousin.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so I'm like, she might be there. She might be almost there. Like, she got the bread. Like, okay.
Tell her to lock down her passport as soon as possible. Just have that shit taken care of because that is timely process.
Yeah.
When last you got a passport?
A couple years
1957.
Ago. I actually have to redo my kids and
let you know in Biden's America, it don't take that long no more. They got this.
How long we got for that?
About a month.
No, no. You know what I'm saying? How long we got for Biden's America?
Yeah. Oh,
hey, man. That's what I'm saying. Right now. You should be doing that shit.
Yeah.
These white people tripping.
Yeah.
Not too much longer.
That's exactly what it is. Bro, don't ever tell me anybody else is. They be trying to swear. Oh, but black folk really won't really fuck with Biden until we get the South Carolina vote. And guess who voted for Biden? Black people, because we fuck with Biden.
Yeah,
they be lying to y'all when they say we don't fuck with Biden. They be wanting, they be open. We don't fuck with Biden. They are wrong. We fuck
with Biden. Trump got those sneakers though, and black people like sneakers.
That's true.
We booed his ass at Sneaker Con. We don't like his sneakers.
We do like sneakers.
We don't like his sneakers.
Those sneakers are fucking terrible.
Which have already been cut to $80. Them $400 sneakers, yours for $80. But then you be paying that motherfucker.
Don't get started, y'all.
No, don't walk that water.
No. My fat Joe was out here talking about some. Nah, I bought these. I'm a sneaker collector.
Suck shut my up. Dick, fat Joe. Get the fuck out. You've been in Florida too long.
Yeah.
That's hanging around the Cubanos too much.
Well, let's see. Since T was going off right now, let's transition over. What you been up to, T? Go you already on. Opened that door.
Dadding, man. It's been vibey. But of course, you know what I'm saying? Chaffee got a gift in the mail today that I wanted him to open on the show so y'all can see how good your boy can rap, because I can rap presents like nobody's business.
Oh, that's just for the freestyle.
Well, not for, I don't know. I was freestyling earlier today just because I was in a mood. I got to see you just freestyle it. Me and Chop was just talking about it on TikTok the other yesterday. That shit is insane.
Yes,
send it my way.
I will. But I went. If you got that means I went up north, and I went up north.
Yes. And I got. Let me just shout out my man's over here.
The 1 kilo sack of the wine.
Yes. Gums. Dang. The party on the set. Wine gums. All so
when
day.
When I first went to the store, they had just the little bags. I just grabbed you four little bags. And then I got in the aisle and I saw that 1 kilo sack, and I was like, oh, that's the one. That's
now, the let one. Me tell you, we must have been in tune, because not even lying, this was probably last Friday. Just had the, like, you know, you get a taste in your mouth and you're just like, fuck, what is this? And I was like, damn, yeah. I need some wine gums, but not those knockoff ones. I want the Maynards. The Maynards wine gums, the real deal. So then when I opened up that package today, I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was not expecting, because the shape of it too, I was like, this is not a record. So then I was like, what is this in here? And then when I opened it up, I was like, god damn, this is a big fucking bag of Maynards wine gums. And it was just like, oh man, the universe was speaking. We was vibing. So thank you very much, man. I'm super happy.
Yeah. So don't ever think you ain't on my heart and mind at all times. So it's all to the good.
Thank you.
Anytime you I see Nas, I'm thinking of Delvin.
Did you get yourself some shreddies?
Bruh, yes. I got a lot of shreddies. I got it just happened to be one sitting right here. I got the good Kit Kats.
Okay.
I want y'all to know. You, my listeners, my folk, y'all probably have been understanding this. Chocolate in America is absolute trash because American capitalism is absolute trash. It just is, hands down. I'm not saying Nestle is a great company because they done did some evil shit and enslaved some people around the world. But Nestle's Kit Kats is so much better than Hershey's Kit Kats that they probably shouldn't be sharing the same fucking name.
No.
Hands down. Just like they should not be talking to each other because they are not one and the same. So
yeah, when you have like non-American chocolate, like you realize like, oh, ours is real like gritty,
slightly and vomity.
Like yeah, it's got a weird taste to it. When you have like a better quality, it's like, oh shit, yeah, that's. But you don't notice it when you're eating. You eat a candy bar, you're just like, oh, it's fine, it's no big deal. But it's until you have the other one, and then it's like. Oh yeah, our chocolate is whack.
Yeah.
Yes, I can. I got
it's like when people drink Hennessy all their life and then they try something else. Like, oh,
I got good cream eggs while I was up there. Not no bullshit. Again, Cadbury in America is not Cadbury anymore.
Because yes, way different.
Hershey basically was like, nah, I can't have y'all over here outdoing us. So they basically cut a deal, was like, we'll make your chocolate in America and we'll make it our way, but it's basically Hershey's chocolate, and you don't want to be eating Hershey's chocolate. You want to be eating Cadbury chocolate. You want to be eating Nestle's chocolate. You want to be eating anybody's chocolate but Hershey's, because they shit's garbage. Eminem Mars is just a little bit better than.
Yeah.
So
this podcast is sponsored by Hershey's Kisses.
Shout out to the Easter holiday when you get all your chocolates. What sparked the trip?
I hadn't been to Canada in a while, and it's getting it, like my man just said, it's getting near Easter, so I always try to go up there and snag a bunch of good shit for my kids. My now 20-year-old grown ass man, should I really be making him an Easter basket? But will I be making him an Easter basket? But and I always try to give Vanessa's grandma the flower that she can't get here in the States no more.
It's called Robin Hood Flour. We used to have it in America. It used to be here. And then years ago, they had an incident at their factory where metal was in their damn flour. And it just never came back. It just the brand never came back. But
that's flavor, though.
Oh, I can't call it. But in Canada, they still sell Robin Hood flour. So I got brought her two 10-kilo sacks. I got her, Vanessa's sister, like a couple of several, I went on 3 7.5 kilo sacks.
10 kilos of flour really sounds coated.
Yes. Every time I want you to know, every single time I cross this border, I'm like, one day they're going to stop me. And they're going to test my flour.
They're going to be all...
Yeah.
She wrote on the gums.
Right, seriously. And he's all, is this fucking flour? Yes.
Like, I got to tell him.
Get back in that weird. Coke. get back over the board.
Get back over there and get some coke. What's wrong with you?
You'll hear all about my adventures in Canada on this week's Skin Worry Not. So I'm not going to delve too deep in it. But every time, like I said, I cross back into this country, they always ask you, hey, did you buy anything or what are you coming back with? And I always tell these people groceries. And they never understand it. Because they're like, groceries? Like you crossed the border for groceries? You could have bought groceries in America. I go, I could have. But then I would have been buying whack-ass American shit. And so, I guess y'all don't got the dope ketchup chips. Y'all don't got Shreddies don't exist on this side of the border at all. At all. There's no cereal that is like it on this side of the border. So, you know what I'm saying? I always go through and get that shit.
Okay, I'm going to put in a request for your next Canada trip. Because I would like to try Shreddies.
I would have just got you a box off the top of the fridge, my guy.
And I would like some ketchup chips.
Oh, well, no. I gave those I bought for Vanessa's sister because she likes ketchup chips.
And you know what? I was going to put a whole order in. Everything you've described, I want the Kit Kat, I want the Hey Meg, I want, you know, just fuck it. Just
go send you a box of Canada. I got you, man.
Exactly. You know, it's a gift box.
I appreciate that. Both of us thus far has said, you got to check out this other podcast to hear the full story.
Yeah. This podcast only exists to just advertise other podcasts.
I have a habit of coming on to Cadillac, having just recorded Skim usually a few days before it, and it's just repeating the same thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I mean, if people listen to both, they're going to really be like, damn, this nigga just said the whole damn story. And so I'm trying to be better about not just giving y'all the same, you know, stuff on both shows.
We're just trying to diversify the crowd, you know?
Yeah.
Rush for your bronze.
Exactly. Thank you for picking that up. I was like, all right.
Did you see the thing
about that line? Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a little too salty for my taste, but
yeah.
It's like, sir, you are not a good rapper.
That's why you failed. It wasn't because of Dave Chappelle's joke. Correct. You suck, my G. That's what it was.
I wouldn't even go as far as to say you suck. He was just
mid.
And mid for that time means he ain't shit for this time.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put it this way. There's a reason you don't hear about nobody from the band.
No.
Not man one of them.
I wonder what Ness is up to. You doing your taxes, Ness? That's his hot in the streets.
That was hot in the
streets. He was the only one who people like was like, all right. He's kind of decent.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That show was something. You know what? It's just really like when I think about that time in like pop culture, it really was like one in retrospect, super corny, but really like different and raw because it's like the people who were running it and like the shows we were watching, it was just like we were watching the most broke down versions of like reality TV.
It was the beginning of it. At least on this side of the ocean, you know what I'm saying? They've been popping like that. But y'all remember White Rapper Show?
Yes. I remember that. That was the MC Search, right?
Yeah, MC Search. We did one season of it.
That was a really good show.
People were so mad about that show, and I love that show. I love that show. I enjoyed most of the rappers they had on there.
Uh-huh. Well, what I liked about that show was that it educated you on, like, what is a bar? Like, it talked structure. Like, the challengers were really not just, like, get in the booth and rap over this hyphy beat. Get in the booth. It was like, okay, we want you to write this. And it was like, oh, fucking crazy. Like, so it really brought a more educational perspective to it. But,
They hate about me and John Brown.
it's kind of difficult learning how to count bars.
Yeah.
Like, you have to, like, pay attention and listen and, like, count bars and stay on beat. Like, not everybody can do that. People think rap is easy. It's not easy.
My man Rosenberg at Hot 97 had dropped the album a couple years back called Real Late. It's a real good album, too. And he talked about how Ghost agreed to, you know, rap for him and, you know, said, yeah, I'll give you 16. But Ghost ended up just sending him 12. Mm-hmm. And there was nothing he could do about it. Because there's no way you could go back and be like, come on, Ghost, where are my other four bars at?
Yeah.
Because it was just never going to happen. And he knew.
Because that's squabbling over 98 cents and a dollar. He's like, okay.
Yeah.
Also, this is what I'm going to get.
not to make myself sound like that guy, not like that. But sometimes you'd be writing and it'd be like, you know, this is enough. It's not like, it's like, I want to, it's not like, you know, like, I ain't got nothing else to say. I'm not gonna just put force out a garbage bar. Like, all right, this is enough.
Yeah.
I'm good.
This is where 12 is enough. The end of the story.
Sometimes eight is enough.
I think he ended up describing like he ended up just doing a cut and a repeat, and that's how he just covered the four that was missing. So like he did it. He ended up figuring it out creatively. But even your favorite rappers be like, sometimes, man, I'm gonna stop at 12, even though I promised you 16.
50 game, nah, it's like eight.
Yeah.
He like. And I was like, oh, and when I heard that, I'm like, oh, you must really be out of rapid shape. Like, you gave me eight. Like, here you go. It was to me, it was a strong eight, but it was like, oh, you was like, this is all I got right now. And I felt like, okay, I get it.
Period. I get it.
For sure.
Now, you put in the notes branding. What's going on there?
Oh, you know, we got the new logo, man.
He's out there branding people.
Then I had to work on the Skim logo. So, all right, man, let me see if I can get some sharing going on the screen here. We'll see if I can make it happen. We'll do some
because I have noticed the new logo. I noticed some new stuff going on.
Yeah. So let me crack this one open. Boom, 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 boom. Sorry, y'all. I'm digging for the appropriately sized one. There we go. That looks like it'll do. Boom.
Brandon, baby, let's go.
So share. Heads up, before you share your screen, screen sharing works best on powerful computers. Like, I'm just showing you all a picture. If this don't work, this bring this whole operation to a halt, y'all know what it was, okay?
Yeah.
Yep. My bad, Donnie. Wasn't me this time.
Okay, see what happens.
All right.
We're trying new things here.
I say, y'all let me know when this pops up or if it pops up.
Okay.
Okay, show on. Oh, bang!
So that is a... If you know, if you know what the Pride version of our logo looks like, which is this one.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I like that logo in general because it's logo-esque. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
it's not an illustration.
Right.
But I wanted a standardized version of it. And so I hollered at a dude on Fiverr. You know what I'm saying? I go on Fiverr all the time. I go, I need a standardized colorization of this logo. And can you hook it up? And he did. And then it was this one. There was another one that's similar to it. And he hooked it. I liked it. Fellas liked it. And that was up. You know what I'm saying? And so we rolled out with that. So that's T working on branding. But also, me and Chauffy got some shit in the cellar waiting to happen. And I might as well share with y'all now because I talked about it on my show. On else game.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
I like this one. I like it.
Coming soon. You know what I'm saying? This is a Chaffee said the name out loud and I was on that shit and I knew it was like
T move quick because we were talking about like the title of show. Okay, so you know Bear's coming back in June.
Yeah.
So we're thinking of doing like recapping first two seasons and then going into the new season. And so we were talking about shows and of course there's a Yes Chef and this and that. Yeah. Yeah, popped into like so chef, because I love puns like crazy. So I was like, fuck. And then T just picked up the ball and ran. And there were a couple of variants, but this is the one we landed on. And I was like, this shit is tight. Like, I'm super stoked.
So that's the logo for our upcoming The Bear podcast. And then we still have to get some stuff set up for. I have some notes on that one already. I got some ideas about how I hope it will work. We'll see if it will work that way. So. We got
a conference on it.
Yeah.
And we start timelining.
Well, since this is just a marketing meeting now.
Apparently, it was just marketing. We're about to show graphs and fucking pie charts and like.
Let me tell y'all why y'all should invest in PSVG.
For a cup of coffee a day,
you'll be a part owner of this network.
Right. And if you bring in your friends, you build profits based on how many people you bring in.
No, yeah. No, see, it's not a pyramid. It's a it's a parallelogram.
It's like an inverted triangle.
Yeah. It's the rock sign.
It's the rock sign. Exactly.
But yeah.
Or if you know any deltas, same.
But in short, I'm working on two projects.
This motherfucker. Why?
One.
Why? You literally started the show with like, I'm doing too many podcasts.
I will say this.
This fool, hold on, time out. You listen to PSVG, the show is constantly fucking video games and wrestling. And then this fool drops a new episode on the Dylan Cox Experience fucking network bullshit over here that's like, we're going to talk video games and wrestling. I was like, you just did that shit with Donnie and fucking
I wasn't talking with Donnie and Dev. They just brought it up. But it's like, the thing. Both of the projects I'm working on, well, one is podcast related, but not so much. And the other one has nothing to do with podcasts.
Is it a podcast?
No.
Okay.
Fair.
That's all I'll leave there.
All right.
Okay. It's a fucking flip book.
Goddamn right.
But that's what it's been. I've been hustling. I've been on the grind trying to work on some behind the scenes stuff for the shows I already make and the shows we intend to make. Just been trying to make sure we run a tighter ship here in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And that logo, that Skim logo already up on the shop. In fact, I already have a shirt. And if I were it in reach, I would grab it for you and show it to you. Already snagged myself. Got some stickers and stuff for it. Everything is up on the T Public page to be yours to enjoy if you are so inclined. And I don't think the Social Chef ones are going to print like I want to, but I'll see if they'll let it go up. And if they do, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? You can buy that shit on the shirt too. Yeah, but exactly. I'm just like I said, I'm on my hustle trying to make sure the brand I've spent so much time trying to this shit is a hobby.
Yeah.
I don't make money off of it. The little bit of money, shekels I get from like Patreon just goes right back into it. It just, you know what I'm saying? It does nothing for anything. Usually I just let a Patreon stack for a little bit and then I'll go spend it where I need to for show stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Maintenance and upkeep.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is what we call it, a high end hobby. You know what I'm saying? It's what it is for me at this point in my life. And I treat it with respect as it deserves, but trust me, it's not a job and it's not making me no dough. But I like doing it. You know what I'm saying? I get to talk to y'all, I get to talk to my boys, I get to talk to friends afar, and I dig it. So I love podcasting for that, and I've been doing it for a very long while now. So that's what I like. And so we're just working on tightening up a few things here and there. I've been getting my edit on. So, you know what I'm saying? Doing video versions of my show, which just for the patrons, I don't put it out elsewhere. And that's been fun. Just figuring out editing. I talked to Donnie about how to make an animated logo, and he was kind of explaining some stuff that he did to get me right. And then I kind of figured it out my own, because it just turns out it was just sometimes some stuff inside of Adobe is just some cool shit in Adobe.
Mm-hmm.
The beat I got for So-So Chef, I have a beat ready for it already, is a beat that somebody had on TikTok, but it was like 42 seconds long. I'm like, how can I make that about 3 minutes long? That shit is fire. And it turns out you can go into Adobe Audition.
Mm-hmm.
And there's literally a button that says remix. Sing your button. Push that bitch and tell it how long you want it.
And it's like, okay, I got you.
Yeah. And it's relatively clean. So I'm like, it sounds pretty good. I might be able to let y'all hear a little bit of that. Go ahead, keep talking.
Why in my head, when you said So-So Chef, the theme song that came in my head was the song "Last Night I think of you.
Always." And that, and that's not even on So So Def. So it's, but it's like you just put the I do the same thing, and I don't know why those things go together in my head, but they do. Yeah,
I don't know why, yeah. But I feel like that should be the theme song.
All right. I'm about to click play on this bad boy right quick, and y'all should be able to hear it because I got my mic set that way. So give me a second. Y'all hear it?
Uh-huh.
Let me give it a little volume.
I like it.
Yeah.
This sounds like some shit from New York Undercover.
The really out of it is that's stolen. Like I said, that's somebody
made that. You're not somebody supposed to say that.
Somebody made that on TikTok. Oh, I definitely want to make sure I reach out to them before we do anything.
Yeah.
You're not trying to get like Nintendo sue people. We gotta watch out what we say now.
I realize this ain't any other video game shows that y'all do on this network, but that one right there, people mad about it on a reset era, but then people was like, is they wrong? Because they settled that shit quickly, not just settled it, and then shut it all down.
Nah, fam, don't fuck with Nintendo. People, you don't fuck with the IRS and Nintendo.
Yeah. it's for preservation. I'm like, you can say it's for preservation if it's like a system from a generation or two ago, but that's a system that's still making games, though. It's not for preservation. It's for bootlegging, and you know it, and I know it.
Yeah,
you know what? And I'm preserving them goddamn pockets.
Yeah, that's what I said. Preserving my dollars.
Like, nah, son.
No,
y'all got rock. Give me the loot.
And they could have took you for so much more. And the fact they settled it so quickly lets me know they knew what it was. Settled it, and then, like I said, shut it all down. Shut the Patreon down. Deleted all the software. None of that shit. Caught that shit a night.
Because they got $2 million.
And had to make a statement saying, yo, that shit was definitely being used for pirating, and we salty off of that. I was like, that's what's up. That's the kind of lawyer you was going up against.
Yeah. That shit's wild. I'll flip over to my guy. Yeah. The last month has been like just fucking like insanely busy. So my daughter's birthday was at the beginning of the month, and she had a really neat like little birthday party event. Because right now all the like tweens, I'm sure you see it like on TikTok and on the news and shit, they are just abusing all the Sephora's and Ulta's and all the makeup fucking skincare shit. And she's part of that fucking
mob,
that sort of wave. So we actually did a little party for her with maybe, I think it was like 8 of her little at a salon. And the lady taught them like proper skincare. So she was like, and this is how you put this on, and this is the stuff you do. But it was really informative. And it was only supposed to be like, it might be wrong, but maybe like 30, 45 minutes. And I want to say went like past an hour. Because everybody was into it, even the lady delivering the session. Because basically she did her salon up to a certain point in the day. So instead of having like clients continue, then she like closed, and then it was just like private party. And it wasn't super expensive either. It was maybe like $250, something like that.
Same word.
And it came with like, they all got goodie bags full of like skincare products and stuff like that. But she like fully educated them. Like I even came out of there where I was like, oh word, that's how you're supposed to wash. You know, like it was just crazy. I was like, so you're supposed to wash your legs? Wild. You know? So I was like, damn, it was like a ton of fun. It was really, really cool. And then then my wife's birthday came up as well. So she double hits because she's on Valentine's Day as well. So she and I went out one day and just the two of us and just kind of like went to different like parts of Long Beach, went to like a tiki bar down there. I think it was like Anaheim or like Buena Park. And so it was just like being out and about. And then let's see. Then my son, he wanted to he hit me up one day, and it's kind of that weird like sort of transition too, where he's been putting me on to like a lot of like newer artists and stuff like that. And I'm definitely not one of those like old heads that just like is like New York rap 1990s. That's the shit. Nothing is better than that. I'm very much like, give me something new.
You're right.
You know? And so I was like, so I'm definitely the opposite of Devin, where he's just like, no, I don't listen to nothing new. Nah. I'm like, nah, give it to me. I want to hear that new shit. So he was like, I want to go see this guy, Osama-san. He's playing at the El Rey. And I was like, all right. Young guy, you don't know. If you guys say who, you don't know.
I'm trying to figure the name you said.
Osama-san?
Oh, you rapping? Okay.
Yes. You don't even got a son, fool.
That's what they said about Jay-Z.
The fun part was that we, one of his friends actually, it was his first concert. So we got to take him to the show. And so, and that El Rey is the venue I really, really like out here. So it was like good size. Because we were actually going to go to a smaller venue called The Echo, which is like one of my favorite spots. But that show sold out. And then they moved the show to the larger venue because the ticket demand was like high. And so we took his little buddy with us. And then he was like, okay, get us into the crowd. So I was like, all right, cool. So then... And my goal for that night was like, I'm just going to chill in the back. Like, you guys buy merch, you guys hang out, give me your sweaters. I'll just fucking sit in the back. Like, I'm not really, it was like a fucking Wednesday or some shit. So I was like, I'm not trying to go hard in the paint. Well, fast forward to like the first fucking 15 minutes of going into the show, I'm like, whoop, right in the front, fucking jumping all around, just going crazy. I look back, I can't fucking find these boys anywhere. Like, they didn't even stay with me. They stayed in the back at some point. And it was just like, It's that fun thing I've said about like the newer shows or like concerts right now. They're hype. Like, people are just having fun and just going wild. And so it was like, okay, this is like good energy to be around. At some point I saw like through the crowd, I see Gavin show up at one moment. And so then I was like, all right, we're having a good time. So it was just like a super ton of fun. Like, it was really great to just get out there and just like be in the crowd, because I'm kind of in a slow point right now where I don't have as many shows happening. So I'm just trying to like pick some stuff up, though. I will have some things coming up soon. Like the week after next, my wife and I are going to see Bad Bunny at, which will forever be Staples Center. That was the crypto. So we're going to go to that soon. And then I wanted to just bring up this one like weird observation. So I drive by this house like pretty much every day, like on the way home from work. And right now it's like local elections, right? Yeah. And so this guy had two signs on his lawn. And I was like, this can't be real. The first sign was like, vote for Joe Kerr. And the other sign said, like, vote for Farah Khan. And I was like, he's got to be kidding me. Like, no way is there someone named Joe Kerr. That's fucking Joker. Right. And then I'm like, and then the other one, like, vote for Farrakhan. Right. Like, okay, I'm tripping. No, these are real people. There really is a guy like going for like Congress or something. His name is Joe Kerr. And I was like, damn, that's fucking wild. And then there really was a lady whose first name is Farah and her last name is Khan. I was like, what are the coincidences that he's supporting these two people? They got punny ass names. Like, no way. And I'm like, oh, come on, man. Yeah. When they named their son Joseph, like, they should have known.
They knew what they were doing.
They were like, we're gonna call him Joseph. Wild. And yeah, then we're gonna call him Joe Kerr. Then they like Joe giggled. Kerr.
For better California. God damn. Yeah. I had to look this up. I couldn't believe he's full of shit. Ain't no way.
If his campaign ain't why so serious, what's even the point, man?
Why so serious?
For better California.
What it should have been.
Yeah, but I also think he's like wild ultra conservative. So he, you know, Joker did want to burn it all down. So
fair kind conservative too with a name like that.
Yeah, I don't know. It just fucking blew my mind. I was like, no way can both of these be. And they were very nondescript signs too, where like, no. Joe Kerr's was just
Mayor Farah and Khan running for third supervisory. What the fuck position? Third supervisory district as the current mayor of Irvine. I work tirelessly to bring new resources to our city, protect our quality of life, and fight for working families. They always say for working families.
Yes.
It's cold. I just want y'all to know.
I'm, I'm not trying to be a hater, but looking at Joe Kerr's followers on Twitter, yeah, I think he's not going to win.
He's not going to win. So you got a lot of sourdough ball faces with the
glasses. I'm not even saying no. Let me be clear. You have more followers than him. He has more followers than him. I've seen some bots that have more followers than him too.
Damn.
His follower count is in the hundreds. Not hundreds. Hundred.
He's have multiple tens of followers.
Yes. My chief, if you can't get over 100 people following you, you're not winning.
No. Maybe that's why his sign is so nondescript. Because like I said, it was just an orange sign with like blue letters. And I was like, that's not real.
This can't be.
That's not real.
This can't be his only account, bro. He got to have something else. This is absurd. Like, yo, if I had this few followers, I wouldn't even bother trying. Nobody's gonna vote for me, fam.
Why did you think he was conservative?
He's liberal.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. So I'm saying, why'd you pull that from?
I don't know. There was something embedded along the way that was like
probably because of that. In one of the pictures, he looks like he has a cop uniform on. He's a former.
He was a firefighter.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Was like, are we campaigning for Joe Kerr? I don't even know this dude.
Nobody needs to. Shit. I got like 100 followers.
That's right. Shout out to my man, Joe Kerr. Shout out to Farrah Khan. Don't eat that slime, baby.
Got 1,200 followers on IG. He got 1,200 on IG. So
oh, that's where he thrives.
Damn. He is running for Congress.
Yeah, but is it like state Congress or is
this,
it?
This brother couldn't run for prom president. No less Congress.
Joker for Congress.
I'm telling you, fucking Joker. Yeah. Wild, man. I don't know. Anyways.
Congressional candidate in California 40. So I think he might run for state. No, I don't know.
No. I want Joker on my podcast just to ask him why.
Yeah.
Like, yo.
Why? You might have to reach out to Joker.
You know what? With that count, he might be on your show.
Yes. I would be insulted if he didn't. Like, yo, bro.
He's like, I gotta represent the integrity of my followers, so I can't be on.
I can help you. usually I don't say that with confidence, but in this case, I'm like, yeah, I can help you. Like, yo, man.
Yeah, no, man. Sorry. Thank you, but Joker, it is what it is.
Joker.
Look at Joker, man. I don't know. Anyways, let's transition into some good to great, some positive stuff. Delvin, what is your good to great?
Man, it was really cool last night, you know. I watched AEW pay-per-view Revolution. I haven't watched one in a while, but, you know, the GOAT, Sting, was retiring. It was his last match. And it was really cool to watch it. It kind of like was real sentimental to me watching somebody who I've been watching since I was a kid kind of go on their own terms and kind of go out with, like, just in a good, positive way. Like, it was super cool watching it. Like,
this motherfucker is really going to go on a third podcast talk about wrestling right now.
Goddamn right.
A third podcast. Goddamn right. This son of a bitch. Man,
he's the GOAT. Look, man, I like just watching them, this whole like tribute they paid to Sting kind of got me a little emotional. Like, goddamn, I remember all that stuff from Sting. And just watching him, like, they did a cool thing with him where, because his last match was a tag team match, because him and Darby Allin are the tag team champions. You don't even know who Darby Allin is. It doesn't matter. That's not the point. But they did a thing where they had, like, they showed, like, this long tribute to him. Of him watching his old matches when he was young and stuff like that.
Hold on for a second. Yeah, I didn't want to hear no more wrestling. Are you back?
But yeah. But the cool thing about it is, I'm going to keep going. So.
Yeah, I know you are. God damn.
But I'm not even going to get to the wrestling part. What I'm saying is the cool thing about it is that they showed this little tribute to him. And then when they got to the point where he's getting ready to come to the ring, mm-hmm. they had both of his kids there. His kids are like adults now, like 20 and 25, dressed up like different versions of him, walking to the ring. That's and I'm like, cool. That was, and they looked just like him when he was younger. It was like eerie. I'm like, that's a really cool way to do that. Like, that's a really cool tribute. They're like, I think it's really cool to just have, like, you know, as his going away, as him ending his legacy, just have his kids who are not in the wrestling business at all, just walk him out to the ring dressed as him.
Yeah.
I thought it was a really cool, fun thing to see. And I thought it was really emotional and cool to watch somebody kind of just like in their career, their way. And I'm not even talking about wrestling, just in life. So few times do you get to see people like go out on their turn, whether it's at a job, whether it's at the end of their life or whatever it wants to be. But just seeing someone actually have like this moment where, you know what, we're going to praise you and celebrate your life and times, and you get to go out on your own terms. And this is just a moment of celebration. So I just thought it was a really cool thing to see. Like, hey, this dude put in all this work in this job, his career, and us as the audience got to watch him be celebrated for that. And that's something that we don't really see in life that often.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I thought it was really cool.
All right. How about you, T? What's your good to great?
It was supposed to be greater, but my package got delayed till tomorrow. But you know what is great? The Analog Pocket. In this case, it currently has a game called Bulb in it. But, bruh, they announced the Analog Pocket in 2019. And what they announced was a handheld system that was going to be able to play every handheld system. And I was like, yes, please. And it got pushed back and delayed and so forth and so on. And when it first came out, you could play Game Boy Color, and Game Boy Advance games on it. It's also with an adapter. By an adapter, you could play Game Gear games, which was like, oh, this is fantastic. I am all about this. I love it. I'm down for the get down. I paid for it and I got it. So, you know, I loved it. But what they said they were going to do when they first announced it, it's a Game Gear game inside of the Game Gear game adapter. They said Atari Lynx, TurboGrafx-16, and Neo Geo Pocket games. I was like, man. And people's like, what's up with that? What's going on with that? And they're like, yeah, we're going to get to it. And then I can actually check my email and give you a date on when they finally announced and got on their business. Because I have the original email they sent me because I ordered it the other day it went on sale. So in 2022, they finally announced their other adapters were coming, and that you could order them right now. And so I ordered them bad boys immediately, and they shipped last week here in 2024.
Nice. Okay.
And they're supposed to arrive today, but of course, because again, Analog is, they make fine product. Analog is the Popeye's chicken of electronic devices. They fool so good, but goddamn, their customer service leaves so much to be desired.
Do they ship via FedEx?
UPS. Does that wrap for them? Yeah, between Carson and here, California and here, something got delayed, and so it will be here tomorrow morning. But starting tomorrow morning, that which they promised me all those many years ago comes to fruition. I can play an Atari Lynx game. If you ever know what an Atari Lynx game looks like, that's what it looks like.
I used to have an Atari Lynx.
I always wanted one. I can play TurboGrafx Hue cards. You can also play Super cards. If I can find some of those, I would jump on that.
I never played TurboGrafx-16. I always wanted to play one.
It was cool.
And of course, this is the only Neo Geo Pocket game I have, but I have one complete in box, which
Metal Slug.
I paid $60 for. If you look up Metal Slug complete in box on eBay right now, about $300.
And that bitch is clean too.
Crispy, like look at this. Oh, there goes the cartridge.
I feel like Metal Slug is the only game that Neo Geo has because I've always seen that damn
you're like, you got the one, you're good.
Yeah, it's like,
so of course, you know, over the years, they hit the people have been, you know, hacking away at this bad boy. So I have the ability to play the actual Neo Geo, not the Neo Geo Pocket. I can play and can and have on here: Neo Geo games, Genesis games, Master System games, TurboGrafx games. I have a bunch of games on here already via, you know, the SD card. It's a good little you know, little system for that kind of stuff. But I just finally, like I said, I find it amusing that after all these years, and it's like that, I was one of the first people to order it, so I got one of the OGs. And I say that because they've been making more of these, but people keep complaining about how the quality is not as good as when they first came out. And I have one of the ones that first came out. And I don't know, man. It's an exciting time for that particular part of my gaming history. I was a Game Boy guy. You know what I'm saying? My mom's could not give me a Nintendo back in Nintendo days, but she promised me that she would get me one, and she couldn't. But then that next year, she got me a Game Boy. So the first year Game Boy was out, I got a Game Boy that Christmas, and I still have my copy of Tetris because she held on to it. She had my copy of Tetris. So I have my OG Tetris that is still in my collection right now to this day. You know what I'm saying? I love handheld systems. I love playing handheld video games. That is an actual brand new Game Boy game. Somebody made a Game Boy Color game in last year and put it on cartridge. It came from Australia. What's neat about this cartridge is the name of this game is Bulb. You play as a light bulb. You do a little bit of jumping and you go screw yourself into a thing. But there's an actual LED bulb in this, so the cartridge lights up while you're playing it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Good guess. And so I just been in a real, like I said, just since they announced that they said they were going to ship by the end of February. And I got my ship notification February 29th. And then it actually shipped like basically... I guess technically it probably went out last Friday. So they got it on its way.
They're like, listen, we told you. It might have been 11:59 p.m. But we did it.
It's exciting. I love it. I love handheld video games. I love video games in general. But that in particular is like super sweet. And I dig it. Gorgeous system. I would highly recommend. And right now, I think they sold out yesterday. But currently... they're pretty good about restocking. You can just get you an Analog Pocket. Like, you can just go buy you one, and they'll ship it, and nothing to it. And you can get that, and you get the adapters, and you can just have everything. Y'all remember the Turbo Express?
No.
Okay. TurboGrafx 16 was an NEC, a system made by NEC, Nippon Electronics Corp. from Japan. Konami owns them now. They had the system, the TurboGrafx 16. But they also had this cool ass thing called a Turbo Express, and you could play the same games on your hand on your TV in your same cartridges would go into the Turbo Express, and you could play them on that handheld system. And it also had a TV adapter, which I thought was the coolest thing from back in the day, so you could watch color TV on your video game system.
I remember those.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah. I'm looking it up right now.
and it's like, I wanted one.
Of course, that's good.
And now I basically will have a variation of the thing. I will kind of have a Turbo Express tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? This will be my Turbo TV on it. Can't do nothing about color TV here in the portable TV here in 2024. But yeah. I think it's so dope. And y'all remember that movie, Will Smith movie, Enemy of the State?
Of course.
The thing his kid was running around with in that movie that had the hidden data or whatever was a Turbo Express.
Oh, okay. Will Smith, good movie.
Yeah, man. So, what's good and great video games on the Analog Pocket? You should probably if you are a gamer of the ilk that likes handheld gaming or was ever a handheld gamer, I might suggest you get in on that. It's a good time to be had. I love video games, and I love that particular video game system. It's good to great with you, man. I know you wouldn't coming into terms with it earlier in the week when we first started writing up this document. Yeah. But
you know,
what have you arrived at?
I'm sticking with my notes. Like, I'm struggling with this one because honestly, like, as much as there's been a lot of stuff happening, like, the good to great is like very, very slim right now. Like, this run of like months. It's been like really fucking hard. So I got to put a pin in it on this month. You know what? I really struggled to find a good degree.
I got one for you.
All right. You buy my Steam Deck? Fuck yes.
you're here right now among friends.
True. That is a good degree. I like it. Yes. You
know, every day we're above ground is a day that you're winning, man. You know, every day we can reset the clock and move forward is another day of winning, man. I think that's an important aspect that we got to look forward to, man. I think it's a blessing that we can sit here as brothers and congregate and talk amongst each other at least once a month and have conversations, especially considering, like, you know, life is short, man. A lot of things have happened. Like, I didn't talk about it earlier, but my girlfriend's mom had to have open heart surgery.
Wow. Oh, shit.
Yeah, she just was like, hey, I'm not feeling good. I'm going to go to the hospital. They were like, oh, you're not leaving. You need to have surgery, like, now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a comeback in 2 weeks or come back on Wednesday.
Yeah, and you know.
Wow.
It's crazy. And she's like, it worked out, but it's such a thing that life is short, man.
It, could,
like,
it might not have worked out. We are, she is blessed, and we are blessed that it did work out. But, yeah, you're right, man.
That's
the go-to. Whatever, we don't got nothing good or great, we got each other.
We're here. Yeah. We're here. No, and that is a big positive for me. So I'll definitely go with that for sure. But yeah, like I said, it's just been a real super big kick in the ass. So I'm like, but this is the good to great segment, so I'm not going to make it the bad to worse. But I guess on a flip side, kind of a positive, a good to great, as we get into our What's Up With That segment. What's up with Gen X? I know I'm Gen X. T's Gen X. Delvin might be like, what are they called?
Elder millennial.
Yeah, it's like elder millennial or exennial because they're on the cusp.
Yeah.
But it's like, the reason why I say what's up with Gen X is like, why are we the best? Like, just all around. Like, when that one TikToker said, how can we let them off the hook? And it was like, nah, don't fuck with Gen X. Just fucking leave Gen X alone. And I really have to say, when I think about, like, the generations above us, like, seeing the older guys who just really were trying to be young and dressing down like kids, that looked weird. Or the midlife crisis was really fucking intense. So it was like the super old guy with, like, the fucking Corvette and the really young girl, like, girlfriend type of thing. Whereas, like, I think, like, what I noticed with, like, people who do fall into Gen X, and yes, there's always outliers before someone says, yeah, actually, yeah, I know, fucking nerd, shut up. The point I'm making is this. We had to be so fucking independent. Like, we had to take care of ourselves in so many different ways that now that we have money, we are fucking living. You know what I mean? Like, my man's over here talking about, I just bought this analog pocket and all the accessories. What? Yeah. What the fuck are you going to say? I go to all the concerts under the sun. You know why? Because I couldn't. And now I do. And so it's like, you know what it is? Gen X is, I have McDonald's money now.
Yep.
So I will go get it. I'm going to go get it. Delvin's got every fucking toy. His living room is a goddamn arcade. It looks like goddamn Chuck E. Cheese in the 90s and the 80s. You know why? Because he can.
Yeah, I've said this story before a thousand times, but I'm going to say it again. The fact that when I was growing up, one of my favorite shows was Silver Spoons.
Mm-hmm.
And I always looked at that dad on that show like, that's the coolest motherfucker on the planet. He has like a train going through his living room. He has like arcade cabinets everywhere. I said, that's the house I want. And
a kid he didn't know he had.
Yeah, like,
don't
talk
about that part of it, do you?
Come on, man.
That was revolutionary for us, talking. That was a white man, a whole white man not taking care of his kids.
Was it really revolutionary, or was that just, you know, pretty much white man?
Well, they didn't show that on TVT. Like, man. I grew up, like, I want that type of house. So I got me arcade cabinets. I got me toys all over. Like, I'm Ricky Schroeder.
And it's like, we're not trying to recapture our we're not trying to recapture our youth in that we're just doing the things we always wanted to do. And sometimes. Yep. I know it's like later in the evening and we're wound down right now, but also Gen X fucking aging nicely too.
Yeah.
Like we don't like when I see people like it really like when I'm at work and I talk to parents and then they like they say, well, how old are you? And I'm like, I'm 48. And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like the way that you talk and the way that you look does not say 48. You know, they'll say, yeah, you look like you're in your 40s, but not like closer to 50. And so it's stuff like that where it's just like the generation is aging very nicely. Whereas like now your Gen Zs, they look wild old. Like, man, you guys, yeah. you've had a stressful time. I mean, we lived through the stress, so we know how to cope with it. But, man, you know what, Gen X? Shout out to all of us. Fucking best generation on the scene.
Right. If you didn't have nuclear war drills or tornado drills and so forth and so on regularly, where you was like basically having to go sit in the hallway and put your head between your knees, you don't know that life. But then I guess they got to have active shooter drills. So they got a whole different life. I can't knock them.
But you know what? I think that's why things like some things don't really phase us. We have always lived with fear of dying. Always. And not fear of dying because of our age, but fear of dying that like the world is just going to end.
Yeah.
Y2K, fucking nuclear missile crisis, like all kinds of shit. Like we were always going to die all the time. And so like I remember at my elementary school, all the buildings in the whole district are angled in a certain way and the roofs are all sloped in a certain way. And so then I remember talking to someone like a superintendent when I was a kid and I was like, why are all the buildings like this? Thinking it was like an architectural style. And he was like, well, when these schools were built, and it's also the candid dialogue they had with us too, where I was like, I think I was like in fourth grade. And he's like, well, the reason why is the windows are on that side and the buildings are sloped like this, because if we get attacked and they drop a nuclear bomb, hopefully the blast will just roll over the roof and not blow out the glass. And it was like, oh, okay. You know, like, I understood what he was saying. But at the same time, I was in fourth fucking grade, man. Like, relax. So, like, boomers were giving it to us straight. Like, they were just like, sorry, you don't get a fucking trophy. This is what it is. You're probably going to fucking die. And so I think we've always felt like we're living on borrowed time. And so that's where we're just like, you know what? We're just going to keep doing. Oh, shit. World collapsed because of COVID? Yeah, probably. You know, like, just what's new? You ain't phased me yet.
I think it's just different eras, man. I think to talk about what you were saying earlier, I think there's something about our generation that wants better for the future generations. And we did our best to make that generation have an easier life. And because we did our best to make that generation have an easier life, they don't have to deal with the same struggles and adversity that we have to deal with. So when those things hit them, hits a little harder.
Hold on. This fool's about to come in here and tell me something dumb. What?
Is it when do I need to take more medicine? It's starting to hurt. I'm getting more bad.
Probably about one more hour.
All right. Worse. Am I supposed to cook a ramen?
Not more bad.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't know what the dinner.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, go ahead. You have your mochis? Huh? You have your mochis as well.
Mochi?
Yeah.
I haven't had it yet.
No, I'm saying you have them to have.
All right, I have my other snacks.
Get out of here.
This is what it is to be a Gen X dad.
Yeah.
Because we be out here solving problems.
Yes. And it's solving problems that are like, it's not a big problem, man. Feed yourself.
Your son really came there like, do I take my medicine now? Like, I don't know. Don't you know how to take your own medicine?
And then he really said,
because I have to medicate my child every morning.
My son does the same thing. The exact same thing. My son does the exact same thing. Like, yo, you don't know when you last time you took your medicine? Nope, I don't.
Nope. Like, oh my God. Nope.
This fool didn't know what size TV he had.
Yeah.
That tells you everything you didn't know about him.
There are some things that happen in my house where I'm just like, if I died, you guys would die.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what would happen. All of a sudden, Lord of the Flies up in this suburban ass house with all kinds of food and money.
Let me clarify that, people. I don't want PSVG getting shut down. Toffee's not talking about like a cult killing and everybody like that, like drinks the Kool-Aid and dies, though. He's talking a lot about these people would not be able to figure out what the fuck to do. So they would just die out of that. Not like, hey, Toffee's going, we're going to have to drink this Kool-Aid now.
This guy not David Koresh. He said, so can I just eat ramen? Yeah! I didn't know what to eat.
Baby, just eat. That's all you gotta do. Baby, just eat. You'll figure it out. Eat whatever you want to eat. I don't care what you got. Whatever's in this house.
It's a whole ass. We got two refrigerators. We got. It's very simple, man. We got a microwave and an air fryer. We got pizza poppers. We got the blow and bulk and mini burgers. Like, we got all the foods for tweens and teens to eat. Why are you talking
to me? my child is for the last. Two weeks been like, hey, man, can you make me macaroni and cheese? I'm like, sure, baby, I'll make you macaroni and cheese. Why are you not making macaroni and cheese? I don't feel like making it. I'm like, all right, baby, I got you.
Buy your child the macaroni and cheese in a cup.
Ain't the same. You still got doctor that up, too. You still got doctor it up.
You know, it's me, man. You know I'm doing. I'm out here. I'm not going to just, you know.
So chef. You know?
Go to that microwave.
You just saw Gen X in real time. I was like, this fool's so dumb, but also I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna criticize you, but I'm also gonna follow through. Like, it's just that's just how it is.
I get in a lot of trouble for doing that exact same thing. Cause like, this is really stupid. Why are you asking me to help you with something so simple? And they're like, why are you being so mean? I'm like, why are you being so goddamn dumb? I'm not trying to be mean about it, but this is like simplest things. Like, hey, this is something you can figure out if you just look and pay attention to it.
Here's an example again, and this is my whole family. This is my children and my partner. Whenever they say they've looked for something, and I don't be trying to be hating or be on some bullshit, I just know what it is. I'm like, did you actually look for it? Mm-hmm. I did. I promise you, I did. I'm like, I know what looking for something is because my mom is who my mama is. Looking for something and then her finding it after you telling her she looked for it could have consequences.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So if I look for something, they'll tell you I find it. I always find it. Yeah. Vanessa couldn't find her shoes the other day. Swore she looked everywhere. I looked under the bed. But then why I walk over there and I'm right there.
These shoes right here.
The little ear of my kid's glasses came off. The little, you know what I'm saying, like whatever came off. And he like, I look for it, man. I swear I look for it. I go, you know I'm going to find this, right? I look for it. I promise you I did. And I just go to the couch, move a pillow.
Yeah.
Pick it up and send them a picture to school because they went to school with their glasses like, you know, half-assed that day. I was like, I don't know.
And you know what? It's a matter of looking for things with like patience too, because they get real frantic in the house and they can't see.
That's what it is. They get anxious and anxiety ridden, and it's not that I'm looking for things with. I know you. Look, it'd be giving me credit to say I'm looking with patience. No, I'm going exactly where I know the situation is. Huh? The reason I knew Vanessa's shoes was upstairs because Vanessa ran in the house that day. And she got home because she had to go to potty. She had to go to the restroom. Was like, yo, I got to go to I'm taking it right upstairs. And I'm like, well, them shoes got to be upstairs. And the only place they could be is in the damn hallway or in our room. That's it.
There it is, yeah.
I got one that's going to top everything.
All right. Lay down.
Someone calls me. Hey, I have an emergency. It's something important. Like, I'm kind of busy. It's important. I get there.
I'm going to remove myself from the screen because I want to comment so badly.
I get there. How do you find Netflix on this TV? Now, people are wondering, Delvin, what kind of TV do you have? I have an LG TV, a smart TV. And the thing about smart TVs is, usually the remote has buttons that tells you.
Like a Netflix button.
Yes!
Companies pay to have their logo be on the remote.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm like, so you didn't see that big ass white button that says Net fucking Flix?
Yeah.
You called me and wasted my goddamn time. Well, you could have just pressed.
It was an emergency.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the disrespect. That's where it come in at.
Yeah. And when you could have just looked on the fucking remote that says goddamn Netflix.
Yeah.
And then people are like, why are you getting mad? This is why I get mad.
Yeah.
Because there are certain levels of stupid I cannot tolerate.
Yeah. I know I've made this statement before where I've said an emergency consists of one of these three things. You are dying, crying. I forgot what the other one was. But there were three. But you gotta be dying or crying. If one of those two isn't happening, it's not an emergency. Oh, bleeding. That's what it is. You're dying, crying, or you're bleeding. If one of those three isn't happening, it's not an emergency. No. Can't find something, not an emergency.
Not an emergency.
Now, if it's essential because you need to finish a project or whatever, I get it. But like, emergency is a big, the world needs to stop because we need to do the thing. Like,
yes.
Emergency is the equivalent of people always saying literally. Like, it is way overused. Literally. Yeah. So, anyways, let's get this bitch back on track. These fucking
people over here. I don't know. I think that stayed right on point.
No, true. Gen X, still shout out to us. So let's keep the train going. Let's get into our little bit of our entertainment section. What you watching? What are you watching, Delvin? What are you playing?
Oh, playing Final Fantasy Rebirth. In another hour, I'll be playing WWE 2K25. I get it early. Final Fantasy Rebirth, I'm loving it still. I'm playing Banishers. Banishers is really good.
What is I've heard you talk about. What is Banishers? What is this game? I haven't looked it up yet.
Okay. You know, Don't Nod, people who made Life is Strange, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
It's a story-based action game where you essentially play a Witcher. And not to like give away the story, but basically what you're supposed to do is you go do these cases, and it's kind of like, it's not a linear, but it's got like it's kind of a linear experience where you go like find these little areas, and you help these people by banishing ghosts to either, you can either condemn them to hell, send them to heaven, or condemn the person who wronged them, because the ghosts are haunting somebody usually. You can condemn the person who they're haunting. You can save the ghost and stuff like that. It's a really funny, it's very much gameplay wise, your typical third person action game. But you know, like in medieval times, kind of like a Witcher feel to it. But story wise, it's definitely like a Witcher. The story is really good. It's a very fun game, beautiful AA game.
Is it a full price game?
I don't think it is. I think it was like $40, $50. But it's well worth it. I'm enjoying it. It's a Don't Nod game. I highly recommend it if you want something to play that has a really good story.
Fun action. Ghost of New Eden, full title?
Yes.
Okay.
Really good game. I like it a lot, you know.
I ain't got $60. That's a full price game.
Okay.
Well,
lying to our game faces.
Is $70 now. So there you go. To be fair.
$60
is... Old price.
Oh yeah,
currently $60 on Xbox and PlayStation.
It's good though. I'm enjoying it so far, and of course,
you know, yeah. Because I've heard you mention it a few times, and I really always meant to like then look it up after. But then you guys start talking about wrestling, and fucking my brain falls apart, and so then I don't.
It's a really well-made AA game, and. In these times where all these studios are shutting down and people losing their job, man, support some of these games. Support some of these AA games so we can keep getting them. I really dig them.
I would like to see more double A's come out because like those seem to be the more riskier. Like, not I want to say riskier. They have room to breathe in a way where it's like, it's not the brightest, flashiest. It's just like, this is the game. Check us out.
And they tell fun, unique stories. And I kind of really dig it. Like, hey.
Yeah.
Something just different.
Nice. I might have to check that out. What about you, T? What'd you play, man?
So I finally decided I need to beat Last of Us Part 1 because I've owned it since it came out and never beat it. So I've been working on that. I am currently in Utah, just about to get to the hospital. If you know that game, you know what's up. And back on my Fortnite bullshit, even rejoined Fortnite, whatever the club, you know what I'm saying, the monthly little whatever situation. What else am I playing? Hold on. Of course, we type it down because we're smart about this podcast. Oh, I just decided for whatever reason to go back to Celeste. It popped back up on Game Pass.
Oh, okay.
I was like, hey, yo, fuck around. So I own Celeste on the Switch, but I like achievements. So so I jumped back on Celeste and I beat Celeste. And great game. You should be getting out Celeste. Don't get it twisted. I didn't beat Celeste straight up. I beat Celeste with they have some options you can turn off and on. Yes, I was turning options off and on so I can get I wanted to get the story of Celeste. It has a very interesting story. So I ran through and beat Celeste, and I do enjoy it. I would tell you, right, if you think you're into that type of game, it has some very forgiving accessibility options that would help you greatly. If you're like, I don't really like this style of game, I die too much or whatever, don't worry. There's some switches you can hit, and you still get all your chivos for it, so you good to go on that. So you should be getting down with Celeste because it's dope. And the Monopoly Go casino still gets down with the get down in these streets. So I'm still playing Monopoly Go hard.
Yeah, let me tell you about Monopoly Go. I was having fun with it because it was like the game I was playing when I was just had minutes to burn. It's very simple, like almost like, yes, it does take some skill and strategy, but for the most part, it's just fucking go. And so when I got my new phone and then loaded everything up, same profile, same everything, my data is just lost. Like it's reset me to zero. And so then I was like, I'm not going back. So I was having a good time with it. And then it just, like I said, it just, because it wiped it on me, I was like, man, fuck this game. So I was having a lot of fun. And I have thought about like trying to log in again to see if it'll maybe catch
correct
another
itself
time around.
Yeah.
So I might dip back in. But that game is kind of fun.
Yeah. It's lightweight trash, but it's kind of fun. Now, like all mobile games.
How did you, the stickers, that whole other aspect, how do you share things with people? Like,
so it truly is as easy as going to your little album. And if you have, somebody, can I show y'all that? I don't think it's going to show very well on the camera, but one of those stickers right there, the one in the middle says plus one. Mm-hmm. It means I have an extra one of those stickers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so then that means I can give a sticker away. So I can hit that button and like you hit that and it'll say send to a friend. And I just send it to whoever's on my friends list. Easy as that. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have extras, you kind of stuck. I am almost done with this album. I have 5 stickers left to complete this album in full. And I have 23 days to do it. Will it happen? Probably not, because this game be bullshit. I've gone whole weeks without getting a new sticker because it's bullshit. I know it. Don't get it twisted. I know this game is some whole shit. But when it's hitting and it's hitting good,
when you get those wild multipliers, it's gambling. Like
they know it. It's a slot machine. It truly is, and they know it is.
If they had, I don't gamble. And when we go to Vegas, I don't play. Just go to eat and drink. If they had Monopoly Go, I might lose some money.
Might be a problem. Might be a problem. Yeah. But that's all I've been playing, man.
For me, my go to is just like to play a little Call of Duty. Kind of just resets the brain. It's simple to play.
That's for me. Yeah.
I got a fucking loadout that just rips because I'm very much a run and gun player. I die a lot, but if I can get the right weapon in, I'm usually like an SMG type of guy. Fuck, I shred people up. So I've been having a good time with it. I finally went back and did the Horizon Burning Shores and finished that up. I don't know who I was talking to recently. I think I was talking to my computer tech guy. Really made me feel like they should have given Horizon maybe another year before they released it, because Horizon did look really good when it came out. Burning Shores looks even better. It's like way more dialed in.
I am almost 100% positive that Burning Shores is a PlayStation 5 exclusive, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can go back and play that on PlayStation 4.
I don't think so.
And that's what it is. A lot of stuff, God of War and Horizon and so forth and so forth, these games where they both systemed it because they was like, well, we got to get this money. And because of that, it basically is built to a lower spec.
Yeah.
And so you don't get the gusto. But then, like I said, but they come with that little extra, like the Yuffie DLC for Final Fantasy VII remake is PlayStation 5 exclusive.
Yeah.
And so it looks fantastic. And because, like I said, they kept it locked to one system and one system only. So,
yeah. Because I'm telling you, that Burning Shore is and the Horizon Forbidden West, it was a beautiful game. It looked great.
Yeah.
But this one, fuck, man. It's what it should look like. If you really wanted to sell the PS5 and be like, hey, this is why you need to buy the next generation, it's for a game that looks and plays like this DLC.
I'm probably going to, if they release the Pro this year, which is the rumor, I'll probably just upgrade to that hardware, and maybe then I'll go back and give you some more some more Horizon. Like I said, remember I played it. It took me like 5-6 goes to get through the first Horizon before before it finally got its hooks in me. And then a year after it got released, I played through Forbidden West and loved it. And I guess it's getting around the time, because it's nearing the time I should probably play the DLC for Forbidden West.
And the DLC was like on sale. I think when I got it, maybe like $11, $10, something like that. So I was like, okay, I'll save a few bucks. And I did restart Tears of the Kingdom, because when I had started a while back, I got through like the opening parts and then completely forgot about it and then went back into it. And I've actually been having a really, really good time. I think it's nice to start it so late right now, because I have watched a few of the videos that are like, do these 10 essential things before you start the game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, okay, now I get it. Because sometimes the mechanics get a little overwhelming, or like, you know, I want to do one of the hand fucking linking shit together and I end up doing something else, or I forget, like, oh yeah, I can just shoot right from a cave up to the top. So it's kind of remembering stuff like that, but I've really, really been liking it. And I'm still not super far in. Like I just, I went into the castle and then I had to go into the little tower thing where they gave me the glider. And then now I'm like, I just prayed to like a fucking tree or some shit off to the side. So I'm on little side stuff right now, but I haven't been having a fun time just figuring it out. Got myself a horse. So now I'm fucking riding that bitch all over the place.
That's your Dice Awards Game of the Year right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, I totally agree with that. That was my game of the year for 2023. And, I consider it my favorite game of all time at this point, which means it finally has dethroned Dishonored 2, which was my favorite game before that.
And so, and the beauty of the Switch is I really enjoy playing it on the TV.
Yeah.
Like if I'm at home, I don't want to play it handheld at all, which usually I'll play the Switch handheld, but having the controller in my hand, it makes the game a lot easier to play, but really just that. It's one of the few games where it's like, it's nice to be like, and I'm just going to take this with me. Yep. And then I go charge my car and I sit in the car and I'm playing Zelda. And I'm like, yeah, this is nice. Yeah. This is really, really nice. So I've been playing that and having a really good time with it. So
respect.
I know that's going to take me some time, but now we get into the TV shows. Delvin, what you watching?
I haven't watched much. I'm watching the new Avatar series. The live action one, which I think is pretty interesting.
All right. I truly loved it.
and I started again with vanilla. I watched it, and then my son came downstairs, was like, I'm gonna get down with this. And so he watched with me for a bit, and I finished it. And Vanessa was like, I wouldn't watch that with you. And I'm like, don't worry, I'll watch it all over again because I love it.
We can do this.
And I love the original. And so I'm not one of these people who like have no experience with the show. I did watch and enjoyed the original. And I'm taking this for what it is and nothing else. But I've been watching people recap it on YouTube because that's what I do. And this one dude is like, they just mad that it's not like a cartoon. And I'm like, you don't have to be mad. It's not like the cartoon is right there if you need it. Mm-hmm. This is just it's own thing. And it does use the cartoon as its foundation, but it does some things different. And in some situations, I think better. But also, I know what it is. You gave them, they got 8 episodes of about a TV hour, it's about 45 minutes, sometimes 52 minutes. Mm-hmm. And they may not get no more because that's how Netflix rolls. So they were like, we're going to get as much in here as we can. And so it is rushed compared to a show that had 3 seasons of 66 episodes. Mm-hmm. But it's a good rush, in my opinion. Devin, what about you? What you think on that?
I think as I watched it, I, much like you, I heard people hating on it and stuff like that. I'm like, I don't really get the hate. It's fine. I'm enjoying it. It's not bad. It's not like the Avatar movie was. it's not that. It's what I expected from an Avatar show. I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. The effects look good. The animations look good. The fight scenes are pretty cool. Like, I'm enjoying my time with it.
Yeah, nice.
It's good. I also, which is weird, but I've been in a weird mood to watch like Yogi Bear.
Okay.
So I've been just watching like old Hanna-Barbera.
Okay.
Yogi Bear and Boo Boo and just enjoying that. I guess it's just like a way to shut my brain off.
Mm-hmm.
Just relax, like, oh, let me just watch some Yogi Bear. And,
hey, where are you digging up Yogi Bear at, my guy?
Tubi.
Man, Anthony told me that Tubi got the source for all these little Hanna-Barbera Jones.
Yeah.
Do I need to sign up for Tubi, or is this really just Tubi and Tubi's there?
Let me tell you. Well, one, you don't really sign up for Tubi. Like, you just kind of log into it.
Yeah.
But
if I have to log in, then I have to sign up.
You know what?
It's weird. When you do it, you'll be like, I understand what he's saying. But it's a fucking gem. I'm not going to lie. Like, Tubi feels like early YouTube before it was all monetized, where you'd be like, oh, you want to watch some Scooby-Doo? Here it is. You want to, you know, you want this? It's right there. Like, you can find those things. That's how like Tubi is.
Everybody says that Tubi right now, of course, you know, has all these various, you know, black movies and so forth and so on. And basically, they like, once Tubi get the amount of money it need, all that black shit gonna go away. So you better watch it now while you can.
Yeah. So. Well, but then Delvin did put me onto this. So Tubi is not Zeus. So
exactly,
it's not Zeus. Yeah. It's not Zeus. But Tubi really is like, because I've heard Ant talk about like pup named Scooby-Doo. There really is shit in there where it's like, oh, fuck. And it, you know what it is? It's almost like it's perfect for people our age. Okay. It really is a nice walk where then when they suggest things, it's like, maybe I do want to watch 16 Candles. And I forgot about Desperately Seeking Susan. And oh, shit. It's, you know, like, it's kind of like that where it's waves of nostalgia that are in there. And it's like, nice. Oh, fuck, I do want to watch that. I recommend it. I really do. Great.
Really good. Respect it. And if you sign up for it, you can save your shows and stuff you want to watch and kind of keep track of things you want to watch. Like, you know,
can I pay them for no commercials?
They don't accept money for some reason.
No, they don't. There's no, that's what I'm saying. It's a weird, it's like a sign up, not sign up. There's no like plans.
Yeah, they're like they're PBS. Like, we don't want your money. except when it's like going out of business.
Yeah,
Chaffee over here wrecking these damn wine gums and just made me laugh.
That's why I put myself on mute because then I was like, you know what? These bitches over here looking at me in the face. Nah, I'm about to go diabetic shock. You fucked up. You gave me a big ass bag.
Hey, yeah. Hey, I figured it'd last you a long time, man.
Yeah.
No, it ain't. Not at all.
Oh, shit.
What about you, T?
Bruh, can we stop and show love to Vince Staples' show?
Man,
applause. 5 episodes, not enough.
No.
Mm-mm. But he also said, that's what Netflix paid for. So that's what you got. And I'm like, you're right, Vince. You're right.
But that show is fantastic. It is not. It is not Long Beach, Atlanta. It is Curb Your Enthusiasm, a more black version of that. And I'm telling that you, this shit is dope.
Yeah,
and you should be getting down with the Best Ever Show. It is so. It's so funny. And Vince pointed out, he's like, you will not hear a single joke on this whole show. I don't, I didn't write no jokes.
It's very funny. Surreal. Very it's, funny.
Yeah. It's funny because of what's happening. And it's wildly, unapologetically black. And I love every bit of it. And I feel like some people might get a good laugh off of it. But if you got to be of a certain type, a certain ilk, and then you really gonna laugh at it.
Well, okay, so like what I think about what I liked about the show was that it's got accessibility points. So depending on how you grew up or your experiences, you're going to look at the show in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
Someone's going to take it real serious. Someone's going to be like, this is some corny ass hood shit. Like it's all of that. And some people are just gonna be like, this is their first exposure. But there were certain things in there that I caught on to, like the scene where he's speaking at this, or the episode where he speaks at the school.
Yeah.
And like that one hit me because it felt there's a lot of days where it's really overcast and it's a certain temperature and that episode is overcast. And so it really took me back to when I worked in Compton where it was like, yeah, that's what that looks like. That's exactly like, not only did they capture the, like the feel of like the environment, but it's like, it's a little bit of the tone and like the ambiance. So I was like, oh fuck, I've been here. Like I've been in the indoor swap meet. I've been to the donut shop. I've seen these and they really are literal local places. Yeah. Like where they're doing the whole park scene. That's just like two blocks from my house.
That's the thing. I get, so my experience with it, of course, is the black experience. Your experience with it is a resident of the city they are vibing in. And so you get a whole nother perspective that I'm missing. That theme park shit is something me and you've talked about before from another show. We got to RIP this fool, which officially got canceled. Yeah. Fuck them. Thanks my hoes for that shit. Yeah. But me and Chauvin have discussed how theme parks work amongst black and brown folk out west and which ones you choose. And so that theme park episode made me laugh. Cause I'm like, oh yeah, Chaffee put me onto this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It goes down out here. So
it's different.
That show is amazing.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. And like I said, you can come in it from different ways. You can get real cerebral about it.
Yeah,
it's. I haven't heard this used in a long time. It's very meta. It's just it's so many fucking layers, and it's so intertwined.
Yeah,
like. I do plan to rewatch it because I know there's stuff I've missed and stuff I'll see in a different way. The only critique I have is that I wish it had more of an arc in the stories.
Yeah.
Because it does get a little time skippy in a way.
Yeah.
And so I would have liked it to have been a little more linear or very like isolated, almost like a sketch show in a sense.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you right now, man, you will fully get that barbecue episode when you see it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, if you have a family of a certain type, it's gonna make all the sense in the world to you, and you're gonna be like, that shit is funny as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
The bank one is amazing. The bank one should win an award.
It really should.
Special ass episode.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all so. Best Able Show. Chauvin is dead. He is correct on that one, man.
Yeah.
Drag Race, you and the Mrs. Watch Drag. That's y'all little get together show. Yeah, right?
That's our show. But I love that fucking show. Like we watch Drag Race like every Friday.
Yeah.
I just like the style, like the artwork of it, like the creations that they come through. And then plus there's some shady motherfuckers, man. So just from any group and culture, I love people talking shit to each other. Just it's so fucking entertaining. Yep. And so that's been our thing. It's just like we've kind of been watching both of those too. I have two teachers, and I actually just started this like over the weekend. I have two teachers who are fucking hooked on Formula One And they're always like, the like, you know, they it is their like football or basketball. So they'll be in the lounge and they're just like, did you see this? And did you watch that? Did you know? Whatever, whatever. And I was like, you ladies really love Formula One. And they're like, yeah, I don't know why. And I was like, well, where did it come from? And they're like, we actually watched the reality. Both of them realized they both had the same sort of epicenter. And that was, there's a reality show on Netflix called like Formula One. Okay. And they're like, yeah, watch that. I just got fucking hooked. So I started watching it over the weekend and went back to season one. One, the way they shot it, phenomenal. Some of the crispest fucking like 4K ass looking show I've ever seen. And the drama of like the racing and the driving and the this and that. For some fucking cars going around some goddamn tracks, I was like, oh, I think I'm going to be into Formula One now because watching this show is fucking tight. So
do I recommend it. Do they still race Indy cars? Remember when we was little, it was like Indy cars got raced and then
cars got raced. Mario Andretti and shit.
Yeah, I never see Indy cars getting maybe it's on a channel I just don't have no more. Maybe that's what happened. Because it used to be on ABC, you know?
It used to be that like we had less channels, but what we saw on less channels was more diverse.
Yes.
Whereas now it's like now you gotta go to the fucking thing. Because one of them was talking about how she got rid of cable or she got rid of something. And whatever she had that was streaming or where she could see it, she's like, I got to resubscribe and because you can't watch it anywhere else. And they were going to, it almost sounded like the fucking, you know, like the NBA pass or like the NFL ticket or whatever.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. So they were talking about that. And I was like, oh, that's tough because if you are super into this and they were talking about how, well, because it's global, it's not like you just go like, oh, this Sunday at 2:00. It's like, they're in Australia.
You know? So this race technically happened yesterday, but it's happening tomorrow, I think, is actually
how Yeah, it's happening tomorrow, and it's happening at 2 a.m. So wake your ass up, because we're not adjusting our clocks. But I recommend it. I really, really do. And then, yeah, I am bummed about this fool. It was a really, really good show. Another one that was just like insightful in the culture. And it's like, damn, that sucks. I would have loved to see another season just to see the because they really, the two main characters like really self-actualized in a way.
Yes. And I feel like
I wonder where they're going.
I feel like they could have a third should have been their last. And I feel like they could have been like where they finally got their shit together season. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I wish we could have gotten that, but you know, they don't like diversity, equity, and inclusion and all of a sudden no more in this country, and they making a point to be like, nah, bro.
Shut that shit down. So yeah, kind of bummed that's out the door, but I'm glad we had it. Yes. You know, I'm glad we had it. Like to see more, like to see someone else pick it up. Because who was talking about it recently? I think it was Issa Rae.
Okay.
Because she was talking about her show getting canceled.
Yeah.
And she was like, I think it's time for, you know, people of color to put together their own network. Yeah. Like, we got to start producing our own shit because...
Oh, we got that. Tyler Perry.
No. Tyler Perry only puts out Tyler Perry shit.
Yeah.
That he writes and that he acts and produces. Like,
he's not a sharer.
No.
And that's just what it is.
Yeah. Seriously. So, anyways. And then to kind of just like close things down a bit, what you guys spending? What you listening to?
All right. This Delvin? Right here in reach.
Oh, we'll go with T since T's about to pull something out.
I'm not listening to nothing.
J Worthy, Kamea. American Dream, American spelled with a 3. This is one of 200.
Damn.
She actually showed this on my show as well, so, you know, this is double helping. Comes on splatter green and pink vinyl.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
Jay Worthy is a guy whose style and raps I've enjoyed. And then recently I found out Jay Worthy is not a black man. It is in fact a man of Indian descent, Northern Indian descent, who says the N word, and I'm like, I don't know if I fuck with you like this, Jay Worthy. Jay Worthy is in fact Grimes. You know who Grimes is, right?
Yeah, Step
brother.
No way.
So I'm like, But apparently he live in Compton, moved to Compton, and kicks with these bloods and don't say C's, yeah. So everything's bracken. <When them dudes.
laughs> Wow.
But I mean that shit is wild. I think is it all right, I might be able to reach it. Here we go. All right, couple more. I finally ordered the Grammy Award winning Ms. Victoria Monet Jaguar 2. Mm-hmm. I have Jaguar 1 already, but still. And what finally shipped was, of course, Earl Sweatshirts, Vore Dire Earl Sweatshirt, and The Alchemist, my favorite Earl Sweatshirt album probably of all time. And I'm telling you right now, I love Doors. I love, yeah. I don't like shit, I don't go outside. But this one, something real special about it.
Like, Doors is beautiful in that it's like, it's emotional.
Yes.
You know, whereas this is two people in their prime complimenting each other.
Yes.
It is your steak and your potatoes where you're like, this is a fucking meal right here. Like, we're eating.
I would also tell you to go find, and in fact, maybe I'll throw it in the notes before I wrap it up, Chaffee. That way it'll be just right there.
Okay.
Cartoons, Tiny Desk Concert is a top five Tiny Desk for me at this point. I have watched it and listened to it a lot. Wow. It is very good. Cartoons is a producer. And I came across his work. I initially came across his first album just as some songs started playing off of it off of Spotify. I was like, oh, yeah, I get down with that. I like that. And I hadn't thought about it. And then all of a sudden, I just happened to be watching this from Tiny Desk the other day. And it was like, oh, Cartoons got dropped one. And I'm like, oh, shit, let me go fuck around. It's so good.
I've seen it bouncing around. I haven't watched it yet. I think you shared it. Fowler shared it with me. I was like, I gotta see this.
Yeah, go. Yes. Cartoons is a damn good producer. But that Tiny Desk is something amazing. The ladies he brought with him to sing, the ladies and the gentlemen he brought with him to sing all have these amazing voices. I was driving around with Vanessa last night, and I listened to the studio version of this one song the guy sings, and I'm like, bro, you can't tell this live and studio version apart. They crush that.
That's what
most of the time, you know what I'm saying? I fall in love with these Tiny Desk versions of songs, and I end up being mad that they don't sound the same on the album. Mm-hmm. And
it's like, that's the one I love.
Yeah, in this case, that particular song is Spaceships off of his most recent album is spot for spot on. And like I said, I'll make sure to put in the show notes here before we wrap it up tonight. That way it'll be in the notes that you get from my mans.
All right. And then Dylan,
That's what I'm spinning and listening to.
Well, not much, but I'm going to start adding cartoons on my...
C-A-R-R. Double R, because his last name is Carr, I believe.
Got it. Yeah, I'm added it to go check this stuff out. Yeah, I've been not listening to too much music as of late. You know, listening to a lot of podcasts, stuff like that. A lot of history podcasts, I think, is kind of relevant to our time. So I just found myself listening to stuff like Behind the Bastards and learning about some of the crazy stuff that happened in history and like, oh, this is interesting. Why are we repeating the same shit we've been repeating for decades now? But yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, for me, like over the last, I'd say six months or so, put in like quite a few like pre-orders, and then like no joke, they all fucking came in like the same week. So it was just like out of my drum. So like one of my all-time favorite bands is a band called Granddaddy. Their latest album came out. So that was a pre-order that came through. I think the album's called like Blue Wave, and then another band I really enjoy, Idols, their album Tank came out, so got that one on vinyl as well. There's a reissue of the Strokes' first album, which has New York City Cops on it. It's on the red vinyl. Shit is beautiful, and it's the original art as well, which I think is far superior to the reissued one. So it's like, happy to have that. I still really am super, like, I'm crossing my fingers for the day that, like, there's a Das Racist reunion because, one, super underrated. Two, their fucking music still holds up.
Yes.
And the main guy, Heems, has like a side like brand he's working through. So he reissued Shut Up Dude and Sit Down Man, both on double LP sets. And they sound fucking great. And they look amazing. Like one's on like a, like it's considered tan, but it's more of like a dark orange. And then the other one is like a brighter orange. So the album and the whole setup looks great. The gatefold pictures in there are awesome. So that showed up as well. So it's just like one after the other after the other. Nice. And then I guess this will be like my good to great now that I look at it. Not to take any shine off of Delvin because he did come up with a good one. But I had been waiting a long time for the DJ app. That's DJAY. Okay. And basically it's like you use it on your phone or your iPad, whatever. Two turntables, mixer, fader, stuff like that. If you use the free version, it's very, very basic. You pay for the subscription version. You have all these fucking, it's like a legit console. I had been waiting for the longest. So the rumor would be that eventually it was going to connect with Apple Music.
Okay.
And so you didn't have to, it wouldn't have to be this, like, because if you own songs that were like in your library, then it would access. But I was like, all my playlists is in Apple Music. You know, so now it fucking does it. So in my head, I'm now like, I'm doing mixes in the house because I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay. And it's like occupying my mind, but in the best way, because I'm like, okay, how do I go from this song to that song?
Yeah.
And instead of just linking them end to end, like fucking train cars, where I'm like, well, then this one ends and I fade it into the other, I'm like, okay. But if I go 2 minutes and 12 seconds into this song, I can drop this song in because they're similar, fade out to that. And so making this really like complex mix and just dabbing into different like genres and really trying to like blend them together. And for me, because that is truly like, I've said it before and I'll say it till the day I die, like music is my fucking passion. And so when I can throw sounds together, like there's times when my wife will be in there and she's just like, where are you fucking finding this music? And she's kind of dancing along, feeling it. And she's like, what is this? What is this? What is this? But it really is just that tumble. And now it's kind of like ignited that flame that maybe wasn't as bright as it was before. Because now I'm like, you know what? I need some hard techno, or I need some underground rap, or I need this. I need cumbia. I need something else, you know? And I'm just throwing them all in and just making them fucking fit. And then I just throw it up on my iPad, connect it Bluetooth to stereo, and I'm just like in the kitchen, just fucking like putting music together.
Is it easier because you've gone to school for DJing, or is it something you think anybody could pick up and kind of
anybody can pick up?
Okay.
Very, very simple. Because it really is like the interface is icon on the top left, icon on the top right, press it. And it does like SoundCloud, Apple Music, Spotify, all of them. So wherever you have a playlist, you find the one. Pick your song. It starts to autoplay it. So it does a lot of the hard work for you. Okay. So even when you're fading from one to the, and you can disable it to have more manual into it. But as you fade into the other song, it adjusts the tempos. So if you're off and you're going from a really fast song to a slow song, it'll adjust them. So that they match at some point until you fade all the way, and then it'll like balance it out. And you already have your second song queued up on the right side, and then you just flip back to the other one. You can make it so that you'd be like, this is the next one. So it sort of auto plays it.
Yeah.
Really, you know what it is? Easy to use, but complex to learn, if that makes sense. You know, like I know there's more, I know there's a lot more I can dig into. And I'm probably doing some things the really long way when there probably is an easy way. But that fucking app is so much fun. So
what's the subscription cost?
The subscription, I don't know what it is. So I actually just used the free version.
Okay.
Okay. There you go.
So it always hits you with an ad every time you load it up where it's like, subscribe. But you don't have to. So I don't.
Fair. Fair enough.
Because it's like, I'm not actually DJing shit. Yeah. You know? So I'm just like, no, this is good enough. Cause it's just for me, just fucking around. So still, I love it, man. I'm like, that is like, got me like really like inspired and hyped up, because like my son and I were talking about this, and you guys might do this as well. Like sometimes when I listen to music, I don't listen to the whole song. Sometimes I'm listening and I'm like, I'm just listening to the guitar riff. Okay. I'm just listening to the tempo of the drums. Or I hear in that background, I'm like, is that like a, is that bells or is that chimes? You know, like really deconstructing the song. So I just hear certain things. And so this has me doing that in the app where I'm like, oh, this song has bells like this song.
Yeah.
So then I pull that song and I'm like, if I can sync those bells up, I can flip it. And now I got a mix. So, but because I always dissect songs like that, I'm like, I'm keying into not just, oh, this is a rock song and this is a rock song together, you know? Yeah. Yeah. So it's fucking tight, man. I recommend it.
Dope.
Well, yeah. Super fun. Super fun.
I'll certainly pull that down on the iPad and see what I can do.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's fucking tight. It's so much fun. But I think that's where we'll wrap it up for this evening. Man, T, thank you for joining us tonight. I know you're rushing over after your child's activity.
They had a hell of a concert, and I actually loved it. And they wrapped up with Superstition, but they did Superstition acoustic. And I love what, the other day, that's another fun thing. He tells me, oh, we're doing Superstition by Stevie Wonder. I go, I think that record's on the shelf right there. And sure as shit,
there it
right
is.
There right now, pulled it out. First song on side B, and I'm like, that's what's up. I love being able to say that to my kid. I think that's on the shelf, man. I think you might want to check in, digging that crate over there.
That's what's up. And then, man, Delvin, for doing a million podcasts and having a wild-ass life, just for you making it this evening to join us is like, I'm super happy. You know, I always enjoy talking with you guys. It just makes the night like so much more amazing, so much better. So, for T, Delvin, I'm Chalvi. We out of here. Peace.
Mama. Mama. What? Grandma's not here. Grandma's not here. She's not here.